This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress Friday, provoking an evacuation of the building and a new challenge to a government that's struggling to contain deadly unrest over economic hardship. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building, which is in the port city of Valparaiso. Earlier, truck drivers and some public transport operators went on strike, and thousands of people gathered around the capital city, Santiago. At least 9 people have died in the turmoil that has swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares. It has morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and 4 southern provinces. 12 people died in the southern city of Diwaniya alone. Several people died while trying to storm the offices of Asaib al-Alhaq, another armed faction in 2 southern cities. The Iraqi parliament is scheduled to meet Saturday to discuss the protests. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence in Iraq this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark